Proclamation number 1047, dated the August 10th, 1939. The messages are given in a specified order. Teaching. Listen to the Lord's will. The messages from above are given with specific regularity and succession and were therefore transmitted in a specific order. But you will only discover this succession when you have achieved complete knowledge, because the messages of wisdom were given to people consecutively, apparently without any correlation to each other. Thus all gifts from above are unique messages of wisdom in themselves and yet absolutely essential to make subsequent messages understandable. Everything just serves to stimulate the human being's activity of thought and to become more aware of the spirit which surrounds you. Therefore the teachings have to be offered in a way that the human being can gain insight into all subjects and reflect on them. The revelations also have to be comprehensible so that the recipient can understand everything of this nature and that the creation as well as the activity of spiritual beings in the beyond is, in a manner of speaking, figuratively portrayed to them. This happens in carefully prepared teachings, which in turn follow one another so that people can perceive in their thoughts an understanding of what is offered to them. Therefore the messages are at times seemingly without connection. First one subject, then another is chosen for detailed consideration because the spiritual teachers always recognize the necessity of this and constantly supplement missing knowledge when it is required. Repetitions have to be offered time and again until the earthly child has completely understood and become aware of the significance and importance of the given spiritual principles. A single lesson and presentation could not lead to the kind of knowledge that is essential for the recipient to teach in turn, and likewise every spiritual question has to be answered with extreme clarity and certainty for the divine teaching to be accepted by human beings, and that requires the greatest and most extensive knowledge. For this reason you often receive revelations which you believe were given to you before. This is necessary so that anyone who wants an explanation of the divine word can be clearly and plainly taught by you one day. Only the greatest attention and willingness to learn can result in a particular maturity within a short time. For this reason every message is wisely considered and given to you in accordance with the Lord's will. Amen.